5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Sometimes I make the dumbest parenting decisions. This was one of them.
Well, you were on vacation. You were in a tropical land, semi-tropical land, enjoying yourself.
And it's in Ocean City, Maryland.
Well,
I don't
either
think that
way,
counts as a tropical location.
I mean, you know, you're getting a lot of sun. You know, you're having a margarita or something here or there, right?
I just want to be the spontaneous, cool mom. I just want to be the cool mom.
I think that if you start something with that being as your mission, like you're already in a deficit, right? I mean, that's just my feeling.
Every year, Hayden, who is now 13 years old, my daughter, asks me for a hermit crab. Every year I say no. Absolutely not.
Why does she want one?
I don't know. Because I say no.
Right.
So
okay.
This year, we walk by it on the boardwalk, you know, and she's and I see her eyeing it.
So this is a thing. They're selling hermit crabs all the time in Ocean City, Maryland.
All the time.
All the
everywhere,
time.
There's hermit crabs.
Okay.
So she goes, "Mommy, can this be the year I get a hermit crab?" I go, "Yes." Yeah, I'm looking at it. It's like $13.
Yeah.
I go, "You know what? If that's what you want,
yeah.
Grandma gave you money to spend on vacation. If you want to spend your $20 on this hermit crab,
go nuts."
Sure. So she's all excited, and her and my little one, Dakota, she'll be four soon, and they're all excited about picking out the hermit crab, their new pet. So by the time we get the little cage that it comes in, the little sponge of the water you have to buy, and the packets of food that last about 2 weeks that look like pellets, comes to $30. I'm like, all right.
All right.
I'm like, no, we're going to bring it home. And I'm like, I Google really quick, how long do hermit crabs last?
Yeah.
And like, everybody's like, it's great, 2 years, 3 years. And I'm like, yeah, that seems fine, you know? I get back to the hotel, and all of a sudden, there is a YouTube channel for everything. I find this YouTube channel.
Okay.
Hey, guys. Welcome back to Crab Central Station.
Crab Central Station is a real thing.
There's somebody out there right now that's popularizing this and making money off of this. It's amazing.
Right. So I'm like, all right, you know what? We'll figure it out. We'll buy it. We're going to get it home. Everything is going to be okay. I get home. I start watching these videos, and they say this.
If you've already purchased something that says hermit crab on it, or maybe you brought it home from the beach shop, you do not want to use it.
What?
Throw it away or take it back.
What? I can't take it back.
Wait a minute. So you bought the wrong stuff for the hermit crab, or you bought the wrong hermit crab?
No, I think that they just don't think that you're supposed to buy it there because it's not reputable. I didn't know there was irreputable hermit crab dealers.
Pet stores, you know, go there for your supplies and stuff like that. But when they sell animals, you know, there's probably a hermit crab adoption agency that's out there.
So we like to do the 10 gallons per crab rule.
What?
So one crab, 10 gallons, two crab, 20 gallons.
What are you talking about? This thing I bought for like $4.99. Little cage. It's like
right.
It's like the size of like I don't know, like your hand. I was like, this is perfect. And then it gets even more complicated.
Yeah.
After all, your crabs are from the tropical area or Caribbean area. And so they live in a humid environment and you're going to need to create that in their crab attack.
My crab attack.
Wait a minute. No, right. No, you need like an apartment for this thing.
I have to get an apartment for the
gotta be in a
like hold on, say that one more time. What is it called?
Crab attack.
The crab attack.
It's got to be humidified. Like, oh my gosh.
Right. So now I don't know what to do. So I just sit at my daughter's desk and I watch it because I'm like, do I invest in a 10-gallon tank? I need 5 gallons of sand for the bottom. I need a heating pad to keep this. I don't know what to do because I'm already involved. I said I was going to do it. Now I have it, and I feel like I'm committed to Hermie.
I mean, I feel like you're watching him waiting for you because you haven't provided these things. Like, his days are numbered.
And what
so
am I going to do?
Do you spring into action and give hermit crab CPR? I don't know what you do at that point.
And the other thing is said that Hayden heard was that it needs a friend. So now she's on a mission that we have to go buy a second hermit crab to keep it alive. Over under on how long Hermie the hermit crab is going to last. Because now I have to go buy all this stuff.
I'm going 5 months.
5 months?
5 months.
Oh, I was happy if it'd make it to the weekend. All right.